This season, Instacart has your back to school. As in, they've got your back to school lunch favorites like snack packs and fresh fruit. And they've got your back to school supplies like backpacks, binders, and pencils. And they've got your back when your kid casually tells you they have a huge school project due tomorrow. Let's face it, we were all that kid. So first, call your parents to say, I'm sorry. And then download the Instacart app to get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes all school year long. Get a $0 delivery fee for your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Joining us now, he is Andrew Wagner of Forbes Sports. Normally joins us at 4:40 on Fridays, but because of manager pressers before the game between Milwaukee and Washington, has to join us a little bit earlier today. Follow him on Twitter at @byandrewwagner. My first question, I guess, for you is thoughts on the Brewers' approach yesterday to facing Paul Skeens, and whether or not you think they should have been a little bit more selective there in the sixth and seventh innings to drive up his pitch count more than they were.
You know, I don't know if it's a matter of them not being selective. I think it was a matter of Skeens made an adjustment and did give the Brewers the opportunity to be more selective.
That's crap. That's the same thing Pat Murphy said. Hold on. That's the same thing Pat Murphy said yesterday, and I screamed about it on the air. Contreras swung at a first pitch. Adames swung at a first pitch. Yelich was at 2-0 and swung. Frelick took a ball, and he swung. No, he may have made an adjustment, but these other cats aren't even taking pitches, and they're swinging. They're up in the count, and they're swinging. None of that was necessary.
I mean, you look at what he was throwing after the third inning. I mean, he buttoned up his arsenal.
Yeah, he was good.
Throwing all 78 pitches, and sometimes pitchers just do that. Sometimes pitchers make a change, and you're not getting the same pitches that you were those first couple times around. I mean, you got to give the guy credit. I mean, it's not all on the hitters. I mean, sometimes pitchers like that, they have the ability to change things and make small adjustments that, you know what? Guy sees the pitch. That's the pitch that he recognizes from his first at bat. That looks like it's his best chance to do it. He's going to try and put a swing on it. Sometimes guys are just that good, and that's just how it goes.
He is that good. Is he better than Strasburg when Strasburg came in, do you think?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. He's got a much, much, much wider arsenal. He throws a million times. Everything he throws is absolute filth. I mean, this guy is like a combination of Strasburg and he's got the power of Strasburg. He's got the command of Maddox. Like, this dude pitches. He is not just a fire thrower. He is an absolute pitcher.
I heard somebody compared him to Tom Seaver the other day, and I thought that was an interesting comparison as far as how Seaver was when he first got to the big leagues. Let's talk about the Brewers pitching. Tobias Myers has been dealing and dealt again. Just two nights ago for the Milwaukee Brewers, going 8 innings, and I believe still is the only rookie to go 8 innings this year in Major League Baseball. And this is a guy that's been around several organizations before getting a legitimate chance here with the Brewers, and it looks like they may have found themselves a gem.
Yeah, you know, I think he's been with 6 different organizations in his six pro seasons, never sniffed the big leagues until this year. And listen, he wasn't even on their radar in spring training. They knew going in that he was going to be one of the first, you know, part of that first. Murphy even said, you know, we knew that he was going to be the part of the first group that gets shipped out. He was in there just to eat innings while the rest of the dudes were building thumbs up. He wasn't on the radar. They didn't know anything about him. Like, they watched him pitch, but he was so insignificant to their long-term plans that you know, they weren't sitting out there and watching him like they were watching a guy who had a chance to make the team. They knew nothing about him. They had an absolute need. They brought him up, and the dude just answered the bell. Like, it's incredible. You know, seeing guys like that, when they get their chance, you know, absolutely make the most of it is just, I mean, that's the best part of baseball.
No doubt. I totally agree. And then you look at Aaron Savalier, who had one start previous to yesterday with the Brewers. This coaching staff gets an idea kind of after one outing of what works, what doesn't work. They come up with a game plan against the Pirates. And yes, technically he lost against Skeens yesterday, but he was great. I mean, he did what, 6 1/3, I think it was, gave up only that one run. And I think if you're a Brewers fan, you're super impressed by what you saw yesterday from Savalier, because that looked more like the Cleveland Savalier than the Marlins Savalier.
Yeah, he was absolutely fantastic yesterday. And even that one run that scored, I mean, that was a bang-bang play at first base that you know, could have ended that inning. So it was kind of like a hard luck loss, but he was out there shoving the whole time. I mean, he had 7 strikeouts yesterday. I mean, dude's a good pitcher. And, you know, you get a pitcher in here that's got some talent, that's got some skill. You know, let this coaching staff work with them. They bring out the best in dudes, and it's, you know, it's impressive.
It's interesting because I had somebody ask me today about, hey, are you getting worried about the Brewers? Because they, you know, they lost 2 out of 3 to the Pirates. They have one more series before the All-Star break. I was like, no, not really. Yeah, I mean, I know they got hammered in game one. They hammered them in game two, and they lost to the guy that's starting the All-Star game in Paul Skeens. I guess I'm just not that down on the Brewers just because they lost a series to Pittsburgh. Granted, it's at home where the Brewers have been really good, but I'm not demoralized by it.
No, I wouldn't be either. I mean, you know, the funny thing that I'm hearing is, oh, this is the same old Brewers. They're going to, you know, go into crap or going into break, and they're going to fall apart in the second half, or they're going to get smoked in the first round. And it's like, dude, going into the season, you know, how many people were saying, oh, these guys are going to, you know, be terrible. They're going to go into break probably around 10 games over.
This season, Instacart has your back to school. As in, they've got your back to school lunch favorites like snack packs and fresh fruit. And they've got your back-to-school supplies, like backpacks, binders, and pencils. And they've got your back when your kid casually tells you they have a huge school project due tomorrow. Let's face it, we were all that kid. So first, call your parents to say, I'm sorry. And then download the Instacart app to get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes all school year long. Get a $0 delivery fee for your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
500, first place in the Central Division. They're going to do that with a pitching staff that's been absolutely decimated by injuries. They're going to be doing that with a team with a bunch of guys with less than a year of big league experience. I mean, going into the season, going into spring training, if someone told you the Brewers would be 10 over 500 and leading the Central comfortably, I think you would take that.
Yeah, I agree with you. Tonight's starter is Freddy Peralta, Andrew Wagner. He's had, I believe, if I'm looking at this correctly, 2 games all year in which he hasn't allowed an earned run in the entire season. 2. The last time he did it was on June 19th. If you look at his ERAs from the beginning to the end, we go to April, 3.58 ERA. We get to May, 4.08 ERA. We get to June, 4.26 ERA. It's progressively going the wrong way. His last outing, he gave up 3 runs in 4 innings to the Dodgers and 104 pitches thrown. Any concerns about Freddy Peralta as we go into the break?
Not so much concerns. I mean, I think they need to see some improvement out of him. They need him to get back to that, you know, top form. Here's the thing about Freddie. I mean, he's always going to be a guy that's going to give up walks. He's going to give up home runs in the start. That's just the kind of pitcher that he is. He's so fastball reliant. He's got plenty of secondary pitches. That's not an issue. But he is a fastball pitcher, and when you throw fastballs as much as he does, you gotta locate him. And that's at times it's been an issue for us, and you're going to see that. And good hitters are going to hit good pitching. It's going to happen. But they definitely need to see a little bit more out of him. You know, he got off to a really good start and was living up to that number one reputation. They got to see that. And hopefully in the second half, getting some time to chill, get away from everything, get a little rest, can start going to that form. I mean, he is the guy that shines best when the lights are brightest, right? I mean, we've seen that from him before. So maybe playing in a stretch run, maybe playing in a playoff race, a pennant race, maybe that's what's going to kind of, light the fire, so to speak.
Talk about this team coming up tonight for the Washington Nationals. They're kind of a team, kind of a little bit similar to the Brewers, maybe not with the record, obviously, but a bunch of young players that have some promise there. C.J. Abrams, this kid they called up, James Wood, last week, was absolutely tearing up AAA this year. The right fielder, Lane Thomas, is a little bit older, but he's been there for a while. Again, the issue that I have with this lineup is Jesse Winker, who's playing DH tonight, having a much, much better year for the Nationals than he ever did with the Milwaukee Brewers. But still some young talent on this team, kind of similar to Milwaukee.
Yeah, definitely. No doubt about it. They haven't had as many injuries in revolving door as the Brewers have, which makes the Brewers' success even all the more head-scratching. But they've got some talent out there. As for Winker, I guess it goes to show that maybe he just wasn't healthy yet last year. And that's not an excuse. I mean, Right. Obviously they paid him to produce, and you're expecting that. But, he looks a lot more like the Cincinnati Jesse Winker that just decimated the Brewers time and time and time again than he did the guy that was here last year.
I don't know if you've had a chance to look at the Brewers' second-half schedule yet or not, but we were going over it the other day. They've got a stretch from Monday the 12th where they're home against the Dodgers for four, then the Guardians come in, then to St. Louis for three. That is a extremely tough stretch for this Milwaukee team that they're going to have to battle their way through. And I think if you look at the Cardinals' second half, it's much easier than what the Brewers have.
I mean, that stretch is pretty tough, but, I mean, the schedule overall is kind of in their favor. They got a lot of home games and a lot of home off days in the second half, from what I remember looking at. That stretch is tough, no doubt about it, and they're going to have to, bring their A game. Sorry for the cliche, but overall, I mean, you look at the way it lines up, over the final 6 weeks or over the final month or whatever you want to call it, it kind of plays into their favor. I mean, they've got a good situation. It's not as good as 2018 where they had every Thursday off for 4 weeks and everything was just lining up, but it's a pretty good slate that kind of plays into their situation well.
Do you like having your team finish against the team in their division? Like, football has them finally the last few years finishing in your division. Baseball did do that, and now this year, they finish at Pittsburgh, but the last series is at home against the Mets. That's not as good as at home against the Cardinals or the Cubs.
Well, when you have five-team divisions, I mean, there's always going to be an odd man out, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's just, process of math. 2018, they finished against the Marlins. It was the Tigers. They finished against the Tigers. So, I mean, there's going to be, every year, one team that's not going to be able to finish against a division. I think obviously it's ideal, especially if you're, playing for something. But can't make five teams all play each other on the same day.
That is a good point. He is Andrew Wagner, Forbes Sports. Check him out on Twitter at @ByAndrewWagner. Off you go to Pat Murphy, and I'm sure it will be entertaining as always. I simply want to know, will Joey Ortiz be ready to play when this team gets ready to come out of the All-Star break? Because the other day they said he was full go. So I'm
500, first place in the Central Division. They're going to do that with a pitching staff that's been absolutely decimated by injuries. They're going to be doing that with a team with a bunch of guys with less than a year of big league experience. I mean, going into the season, going into spring training, if someone told you the Brewers would be 10 over .500 and leading the Central comfortably, I think you would take that.
Yeah, I agree with you. Tonight's starter is Freddy Peralta, Andrew Wagner. He's had, I believe, if I'm looking at this correctly, two games all year in which he hasn't allowed an earned run in the entire season. Two. The last time he did it was on June 19th. If you look at his ERAs from the beginning to the end, we go to April, 3.58 ERA. We get to May, 4.08 ERA. We get to June, 4.26 ERA. It's progressively going the wrong way. His last outing, he gave up 3 runs in 4 innings to the Dodgers and 104 pitches thrown. Any concerns about Freddie Peralta as we go into the break?
Not so much concerns. I mean, I think they need to see it. They need to see some improvement out of him. They need him to get back to that you know, top form. Here's the thing about Freddie. I mean, he's always going to be a guy that's going to give up walks. He's going to give up home runs in the start. That's just the kind of pitcher that he is. He's so fastball reliant. He's got plenty of secondary pitches. That's not an issue. But he is a fastball pitcher, and when you throw fastballs as much as he does, you gotta locate him. And that's at times it's been an issue for us, and you're going to see that. And good hitters are going to hit good pitching. It's going to happen. But they definitely need to see a little bit more out of him. You know, he got off to a really good start and was living up to that, you know, number one reputation. They got to see that. And hopefully in the second half, you know, getting some time to chill, get away from everything, get a little rest, can start going to that form. I mean, he is the guy that shines best when the lights are brightest, right? I mean, we've seen that from him before. So maybe playing in a stretch run, maybe playing in a playoff race, a pennant race, maybe that's what's going to kind of, you know, light the fire, so to speak.
Talking about this team coming up tonight for the Washington Nationals. They're kind of a team, kind of a little bit similar to the Brewers, maybe not with the record, obviously, but a bunch of young players that have some promise there. C.J. Abrams, this kid they called up, James Wood, last week, was absolutely tearing up AAA this year. The right fielder, Lane Thomas, is a little bit older, but he's been there for a while. Again, the issue that I have with this lineup is Jesse Winker, who's playing DH tonight, having a much, much better year for the Nationals than he ever did with the Milwaukee Brewers. But still some young talent on this team, kind of similar to Milwaukee.
Yeah, definitely. No doubt about it. They haven't had as many injuries in revolving door as the Brewers have, which makes the Brewers' success even all the more head-scratching. But they've got some talent out there. As for Winker, I guess it goes to show that, you know, maybe he just wasn't healthy yet last year. And that's not an excuse. I mean, Right. Obviously they paid him to produce, and you're expecting that. But, you know, he looks a lot more like the Cincinnati Jesse Winker that just decimated the Brewers time and time and time again than he did the guy that was here last year.
I don't know if you've had a chance to look at the Brewers' second-half schedule yet or not, but we were going over it the other day. They've got a stretch from Monday the 12th where they're home against the Dodgers for 4, then the Guardians come in, then to St. Louis for 3. That is a extremely tough stretch for this Milwaukee team that they're going to have to battle their way through. And I think if you look at the Cardinals' second half, it's much easier than what the Brewers have.
I mean, that stretch is pretty tough, but, I mean, the schedule overall is kind of in their favor. They got a lot of home games and a lot of home off days in the second half, from what I remember looking at. You know, that stretch is tough, no doubt about it, and they're going to have to, you know, bring their A game. Sorry for the cliche, but overall, I mean, you look at the way it lines up, you know, over the final 6 weeks or over the final month or whatever you want to call it, it kind of plays into their favor. I mean, they've got a good situation. It's not as good as 2018 where they had, like, you know, every Thursday off for 4 weeks and, you know, everything was just lining up. But it's a pretty good slate that kind of, you know, plays into their situation well.
Do you like having your team finish against the team in their division? Like, football has them finally the last few years finishing in your division. Baseball did do that, and now this year, you know, they finish at Pittsburgh, but the last series is at home against the Mets. That's not as good as at home against the Cardinals or the Cubs.
Well, when you have 5-team divisions, I mean, there's always going to be an odd man out, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's just, you know, process of math. You know, 2018, they finished against the Marlins. It finished against the Tigers. So, I mean, there's going to be, you know, every year, one team that's not going to be able to finish against a division. I think that, yeah, obviously it's ideal, especially if you're, like, playing for something. But, you know, can't make 5 teams all play each other on the same day.
That is a good point. He is Andrew Wagner, Forbes Sports. Check him out on Twitter at @ByAndrewWagner. Off you go to Pat Murphy, and I'm sure it will be entertaining as always. I simply want to know, will Joey Ortiz be ready to play when this team gets ready to come out of the All-Star break? Because the other day they said he was full go, so I'm assuming he'll get a rehab game or two somewhere before they come back, would be my guess.
Yeah, he got started yesterday in Appleton, I believe. So I would assume he'll finish up there this weekend and then take a few days to chill and group and, you know, get back to work.
I cannot wait for this full lineup to be healthy. This offense is going to be unbelievable. Andrew Wagner, thank you so much.
Yep.
Take care. There he is, Andrew Wagner, Forbes Sports. Follow him on Twitter by Andrew Wagner.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.